three goals on 22 shots and a 4-2 loss to Michigan on February 2nd. Turnus with a 434 goals against average and an 873 save percentage in Big Ten play with a record of 110-1. But he was good in the opening period here for Ohio State. The Badgers unable to score. Faceoffs unofficially 5-4 in favor of the Buckeyes, who had four block shots compared to Wisconsin's two. Looked good early on for the Badgers. Their first power play provided some chances, but then Ohio State picked up its game a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah, it was definitely a tale of almost two halves of the period there. Wisconsin, I think, they only had one or two shots allowed to the first 10 minutes. Power play was good. In the second half, they got another power play that wasn't quite as good and spent a little bit more time in their own zone. Again, around the net, the Badgers they did well in the offensive zone. Carson Bannon with four shots. He's a guy that's around the net, and he was good there. And actually, one of the guys I liked in the first period for Wisconsin is Charlie Stremel. He set up two shots on one shift, and a later shift, another chance by Joe Palatichuk. So you don't think of him as a guy who kind of creates for Wisconsin. He had a pretty good first period doing that.
All right. Badgers and the Buckeyes, no score after one period of play. The American Family Insurance First Intermission Report is coming up. Calling all Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants you and a friend to experience a Badger game like VIPs. Enter the Badger Dream Game Day Sweepstakes at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase necessary. American Family Mutual Insurance Company SI and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Snow accumulations will be light at first.
When you need to know what to expect from the weather,
widespread throughout the southern half of the state, we're looking at 5 to 8 inches.
You can count on the Civic Media team of meteorologists led by Brittany Merlot to track the snow and the impact.
This will be a heavy, wet, slushy, sloppy snowfall that'll be heavy to shovel.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin on your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
Hello?
Man, where are you? This wedding is lit. I thought you were coming.
Ooh, I can't. I'm in bed with the flu.
The flu? You didn't get a flu shot?
I wish I did. I can't believe I'm missing out on Greg's wedding.
Whoa. Grandma's about to crowd surf.
Grandma's about to what? What?
Man, I'll call you back.
Oh, man.
Sounds like another case of flu FOMO. Don't get stuck at home with the flu. A flu shot is safe, effective, and you can get it at the same time as your COVID-19 vaccine. A flu shot is the best way to prevent the flu and its potentially serious complications. It keeps you protected and also protects your loved ones. Protecting our community can't wait. So why get stuck inside with the flu? Don't get flu FOMO. Learn more at getmyflushot.org.
Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
No score, Wisconsin and Ohio State. American Family Insurance First Intermission Report. These teams play again tomorrow at 3:30 Central Time. Pregame at 3 o'clock on the Badger Sports Network. Then Wisconsin plays its final regular season road series next weekend at Penn State before returning to Madison to wrap up the regular season against Michigan State March 1st and 2nd. Both games start at 8 o'clock. Tickets available at uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS, but you better get your tickets pretty quickly, right?
Yeah, those two teams, Michigan State and Wisconsin, are kind of on a collision course that last weekend. If things go how they're supposed to or even close to, basically the teams do what they're supposed to do in their business, that'll be a weekend for potentially the Big Ten regular season title, which would be a whole heck of a lot of fun at the Kohl Center.
It would be. Hey, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Wisconsin nothing, Ohio State nothing. Back in a couple of minutes, this is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Bedroom too hot, basement too cold? A MyDia ductless system is the perfect solution for room-by-room comfort control without the headache of a major renovation. As you look for ways to maximize your space, MyDia can provide you with a customizable solution to meet your needs. To learn more, visit MyDiaMidwest.com. That's M-I-D-E-A Midwest.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
Hey Badger fans, you've only got a few more chances to catch your nationally ranked Badger men's hockey team at the Kohl Center this season. Secure your tickets today and join us for the historic 75th season of Badger men's hockey. For more information and to get your tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
In ice hockey, every move matters. Perfect deflections and redirects, quick releases, optimal shot angles. One misstep can cost you more than just the goal. That's when athletes turn to UW Health. From a dislocation in a body check to muscle pulls from a quick pivot, our sports medicine doctors deliver game-changing care with precision and perfection for every injury. No matter the complexity, UW Health is your go-to team to get you back on the ice in no time. UW Health. Remarkable.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Again, league-leading Michigan State idle this weekend. Third-place Minnesota at Notre Dame. Those two teams are just underway. Actually, they'll be underway here in about 20 minutes. Just underway. Michigan is at Penn State. The Gophers in good position to finish no worse than third in the Big Ten this season. Badgers will see Penn State next weekend. It looks like the Nittany Lions are going to finish sixth and would take on the second seed in the Big Ten in the conference tournament in a couple of weeks. Also, the Wisconsin women home to play Minnesota tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time. That should be fun. Here, the Badgers and the Buckeyes are scoreless. Second period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Battleground, purple, swing state. You've heard the terms, but what connects it to elections? Wisconsin has been a swing state off and on since the 1950s, but recent elections solidified it when the state could have been won by either the Democratic or Republican candidate. Michigan and Minnesota, Arizona, Florida, Georgia, Nevada, North Carolina, Ohio, and Pennsylvania, also swing states. Watch for more campaigns to target Wisconsin and these other states before the next election. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr. Snow brings thoughts of ways to stay busy in Wisconsin during the winter. And if you anticipate hitting the slopes, are you surprised to learn there are more than 36 ski resorts across the state? It ranges from Wilmot Mountain, which opened in 1938 in Kenosha County, to Mount La Crosse Ski Area with one of the longest runs in Wisconsin. Granite Peak offers 58 runs outside Wausau, and Wild Mountain Ski Area and its 7 lifts near Hayward. Now, do you know which of those resorts sits on the highest slope? The answer coming up. Recreational skiing started in the Midwest. The Lost Ski Areas Project reports the first documentation of actual downhill skiers happened in Beloit in 1841. So which resort sits on the highest slope today? It's Granite Peak near Wausau and boasts 400 acres at a 700-foot vertical drop. The fun and history of skiing is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitler.
Your soulmate is somebody who, when you get out of the McDonald's drive-thru, she'll do a picklectomy and take the pickles out of my cheeseburger and put extra pickles on hers.
I'm flummoxed. I'm flabbergasted. I'm quacking upset right now.
You're going to defend pickles?
Except for bread and butter pickles. Those things are the devil.
Oh, see, now, if I were going to try any of them, it would...
Come on!
And this is why Greg and I are not married.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
To you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. And by Alliant Energy, powering beyond. It's time to drop the puck for the second period.
Brian Posick, Paul Campobianco at Value City Arena in Columbus, Ohio. Badgers and the Buckeyes get set for the second period. No score. Wisconsin will attack the goal to our right. Logan Turnus spent a couple of years at Connecticut. Went 9-6-2 as a sophomore last year. 254 goals against, 913 save percentage. Really good player with a trail. Smoke Eaters in the British Columbia Hockey League. He was brought in to replace Jakub Dobish in goal, the former All-American netminder who left after his sophomore season. Turnus at times has struggled, as has this Buckeyes team, but they're scoreless here with the fourth-ranked Badgers as we start the second period. Puck deflects into the Buckeyes bench and a stoppage in play. They'll drop it at center ice once again.
Badgers, let's say they're patient as they are all year when things not a lot happening in this game, but that's the Badgers are fine with that. The way they play, they just do their thing, and things seem to work out for them this year so far.
Now Simon Tassi and Cam Thiesing are yapping at one another. Thiesing, one of the most penalized players, in fact, the most penalized player in the Big Ten, 21 penalties for 53 minutes. Simon Tassi is the most penalized of the Badgers, two. Tassi with 12 penalties for 32 minutes. And now icing called on Ohio State after they had won the center ice. Faceoff dumped it in, or Badgers had dumped it in, beg your pardon. Then the Buckeyes sent it all the way down, so a faceoff to the right of Logan Turnus.
Three faceoffs in the first 30 seconds here to start out the second period. Another line out there.
Ohio State with Montez, with Thiesing and Dunlap. Joe Dunlap, the second line on the chart. Christian Fitzgerald with Matthew D. St. Val and Quinn Finley for Mike Hastings' squad. And the puck slides past Finley, gobbled up by Dunlap. He flies by Polonichuk. Right wing shot on McClellan, fought off with the right shoulder of the Badgers' netminder. Well, Dunlap can really get up and go. He missed most of the season with an injury. He's playing on only his 10th game this season. He had 13 goals as a junior last year. Bad clear. Here's a shot by Fitzgerald. Blocked. It slowly trickled to the net. Fitzgerald now retrieves right circle. Looking. Turnaround shot. Stick save made by Turnus. It goes to the far corner. Pinching down was Polonichuk. Behind the net, Finley cycles with Fitzgerald. Puts one in front intended for DeSaint Foul. Bounced off a stick. Turnaround shot by Finley. That goes off a stick. Dexheimer keeps it alive. Out high right. Shot by Fitzgerald. Hit the near post. Turnus didn't see it. Finley's got it to the point in Dexheimer. Left side now Vorlicki. Goal line left. It's DeSaint Foul. Slot shot by Finley. That's off the mark. Hit the end boards out to the near side. DeSaint Foul hustles after it. Prevents Johnson from getting to it. The Badgers all the way back into their own zone. Buckeyes will change, but a good sequence there for Wisconsin.
Yeah, best shift of the game for that line for sure. Christian Fitzgerald, you didn't hear his name too much in the first period, but I think he had two or three shot attempts on that one shift.
Badgers delayed offside. Picked up by Bantle. No, they say play on. Bantle stripped by Mason Clee from Castle Rock, Colorado. Guzzo fights through the stick check of Stramel. Puck slid free to the stick of Mike Forlicky. Advance to Tyson Dick. Bumps it up left wing wall. Stramel stops and looks backside. He had Bantle going to the net. Pass behind him, though. Taken away by Dunlap. Jake Dunlap. Holiday walks around Stramel. Threw it back left wing for Dunlap. Bounced over his stick. Lodge then carries him into the glass. Holiday trying to pull it free. Tyson Dick's out there as well. Stramel finds himself with it. Charlie Stramel slowly moves it ahead to Bantle. Gains the red line, lifts it off the glass and down. Off the shelf behind the net. Turnis playing with a puck. Stramel in on the forecheck. And the Buckeyes fortunate there. But the Badgers now have the puck. Dexheimer right point. Sends it to the corner. Mellenbacher protects the puck. Cycles now for Jack Horbach. Wahlberg on him. Wahlberg knocks Horbach down into the wall. Puck went to the corner. Whitelaw, blind pass intended for Mellenbacher. Deflected by Klee. Now Whitelaw and Klee going at it. Klee down on the seat of his pants, sliding on the ice. Whitelaw couldn't get over the top of him, and it's bumped out to center, where Mellenbacher goes to get it. Badgers onside. Owen tries to cut to the slot. Taken away. Wise had it. Ricocheted off the skate. Now Wise leads the 3-on-2 rush to our left. He fans off to his left. Buckeyes needed a change, though. Wise then shoved into the corner by Dexheimer. He goes down pretty good, but he's back up on his skates. Pitch to pass to Gilden. Around to the far side now. It's Johnson. Plays it to the point in Guzzo. He'll dump it back deep to the stick of Gilden. Left-hander. Walls off Palatichuk. Cycles off the wall McBrayer. Mellenbacher on him, man-to-man. No score here. 16:25 left in the second. A rising shot by Gilden over the right shoulder of McClellan and high. Back down below the goal line, and Palatichuk races after it, and he'll bank it off the glass and out to center. Still no score here in Columbus. Shots on goal, 12-10, they say, in favor of the Badgers. McGrayer got knocked down after a pass to Guzzo to the corner. Mellenbacher trying to pull it free of his skates. Guzzo now with it. He rolls it around left corner to right, and that's where Palatichuk goes to get it, and he'll scoop it out to center. Horbach lifts the stick of the defenseman, freeing the puck now for Wisconsin's Whitelaw. Toe pull to the slot, dinks out the goaltender, can't finish the play. What a tremendous move by William Whitelaw. I have no idea how the puck didn't go in the net.
I think it hit the far post. He stick it around one guy, stick it around the goaltender, and I think it dinked it off the post very lightly.
Here's Tassie now on the attack. Pass to the middle of the ice for Cilia. Off his skate, and then Carfagna played it far wall. Poked away by the pinching Cleveland, by the on-racing Dalton Messina, but Forlicky helping his D partner goes to get the puck and then reverses to Cleveland, who's got all kinds of ice to work with. Up the middle he comes. Big left-hander, Brady Cleveland. He'll shovel it into the corner of the attacking zone and give chase. Turnis there first. The goaltender passes around to the far side, pinching it down from the left wing with Scholes. He got it deep for the Badgers. Now it's loose and gathered in by Tassie. Tassie whips it around the boards. Through the far side to Bricky, and he'll lift it up high into the air and out of play. 14:51 left here in the second period. Wisconsin and Ohio State still scoreless.
Now the last couple of years, the Badgers have come to Columbus, but of course, Corson Kuhlman's on the roster.
Right.
A first-round pick of the Blue Jackets at the time, and this year, William Whitelaw, Columbus Blue Jackets pick. Surely impressed I'm sure there's some Columbus people in the crowd tonight, and that was a heck of a move.
It was a tremendous move. Faceoff to the right of Logan Turnis, and a warning on Wisconsin's Christian Fitzgerald. Badgers 54% as a faceoff team, one of the best in the country, and Fitzgerald won the draw to Finley. Played to the far corner by Lotch. Eludes the stick of D. St. Foul, who's defended behind the net by Carfagna. Maddie then cut off by Bricky, and Ohio State will exit its own zone. Dunlap slides it ahead to Thiesing. Not far enough. Lotch got in the way. Badgers have it. Overskating Finley. Needs some help. Puck goes off the skate of Scholes, and now it's on his stick. And a tough breakout pass near side. D. St. Foul up the middle is Finley. Off to his left. His shot goes off his stick and up and out of play. Still scoreless, 14:21 left here in period number two. Badger Hockey brought to you by Rail Transport, offering home daily truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs.
Now that last rush by Ohio State, looks like they had numbers, maybe even four on two, but Daniel Lotz at the blue line, giant reach, just broke it up with a little bit of a flip on the puck, and unfortunately he turned it back over in the neutral zone, but the Badgers almost had their own four on two the other way.
Daniel Lotz, junior defenseman from Altoona, up to plus 16 this season. He was plus four in the sweep of Notre Dame last weekend. Celebrated his 22nd birthday last Tuesday, Daniel Lotz. Again, playing in career game number 95. Wahlberg, Ottawa Senators draft choice, stick handling nicely at center ice, and then snapped off a pass right wing that went off a stick into the Buckeyes bench. 14:01 left on the second period clock. Not a lot of fans here at Value City Arena. They average about 5,000. It seats a little over 8,000. They had sellout crowds for the Michigan series a couple of weeks ago. Good to see a bunch of kids here, though. And there's a kid down below us wearing a Jim Craig USA sweater. Love that.
I think that was his favorite player growing up.
That kid?
Yes.
Okay. Badgers force a turnover. Tyson Dick in the offensive zone. Now he's tied up far side. Scorch free to Smith, who threw it towards the front of his own net. Wahlberg cut it off before it got to Turnus. Now Dexheimer kept it alive. Nice pass by Stramel out to the defenseman Palatichuk, who stick handles through traffic, still with possession of the puck. Cut off by Wahlberg behind the net now. Now Holiday, the big young lad, pulls the puck free. Boy, is he really good with the biscuit. Then he had his pocket picked because two Badgers were double-teaming him. And then it slid off the stick of Wisconsin's Dick to Davis Burnside, the sophomore from Scottsdale, Arizona. Burnside steals up the middle of the ice. He goes to Jake Dunlap, near side Holiday. Slow-moving pass back to center. Deflected by Dexheimer and moved ahead by Gordon. And then taken away by Wisconsin's Whitelaw. Mellenbacher, partial break, comes in the slot, tries to go five-hole, and Turnus closed the door. He got his pads together, sliding on his knees, made the stop, and hangs on for a faceoff. 12:56 to go here in the second period. We still have no score.
Ohio State got caught making a change. Their 2D were at the red line. The Badgers were coming over across the blue line. They cut off the angle a little bit, but Mellenbacher got past the last line of defense and made a move very similar to what William Whitelaw did not too long ago. This time the goaltender stuck with it at least and was able to make the save.
Owen Mellenbacher, one goal this season, game tying goal in the series finale against Michigan a few weeks back, a game the Badgers won in overtime. David Cilia on the ice now with Simon Tassi and Cruz Lucius, and the Buckeyes win the draw. Bricky calmly moves it to Gilden. Up the right side now, Guzzo. Buckeyes onside. Guzzo gets around Cleveland, but no real estate to work with. But then he's set up Wise, and his blast off the chest of McClellan clear to the near side. Good look that time by the freshman Thomas Wise. Cilia trying to dig it free in the offensive zone. Loose puck. Lucius. Cilia shoots one wide. Oh, nice pass by Lucius. And David just off the mark. Vorlicki now out high at Cilia. Cilia will sweep it into the corner to the backhand of Cruz Lucius. Skates it left wing. Tries to cycle with a defenseman Cleveland. Brady falls down and brings a Buckeye with him. Taken away by Cilia now. Cilia hands out Lucius. Looking, shooting. That's blocked. Ricochet to the far corner. Gilden. And he taps it ahead to Bricky. Weaves his way to the center circle and will dump it down in. 12 minutes left here in the second. Still no score. Badgers and the Buckeyes. Wisconsin swept the series in Madison in December. 3-0 and 6-1. Brady Cleveland playing keep away in his own zone. Reverses with Zach Scholes. And now here's Mellenbacher. Back to Cleveland left wing. And he'll send it down in. Goes off a stick. Gathered in by Ohio State's McGrayer. Backside to Johnson up to center ice. Flying in to pick it up for Ohio State, Caden Brown. And then turned over by the Buckeyes. Bump pass intended for Horbach from Whitelaw didn't get through. Now Brown must out-muscle Scholes, giving the puck to Ohio State. Messina can't get anything done as it goes to the corner. Lotz cuts off the angle. But it's whipped around to the point now. Johnson, little stutter step move, and the puck was redirected in mid-flight, went to the corner. Now McBrayer snaps off one from the left wing. That deflected far side. Horbach just plays it to the safety of center. Took a pretty good hit that time by Ryan Gordon, and the Buckeyes sent it right back down in.
Badgers probably need a change here. They're kind of stuck in their own end for a little while there.
Mellenbacher rims it in. Finley goes to get it in the corner. slowed by Masita. Cut off McBrayer. Nice pass to the slot. Fitzgerald on his backhand and rose one off the stick of Thiesing. And up and out of play. 10:39 to go in the second. Wisconsin nothing. Ohio State nothing. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Get the Drive Sober app today.
Great job there. Quinn Finley was the lone Badger, not changing deep in the zone. He kind of laid one out high slot. Badgers had their players coming out on the ice. It was Christian Fitzgerald with some momentum that kind of got him around the Ohio State D before he got that high backhand off.
Unofficially, there have only been five shots on goal in this period, but three of them have been quality looks. Here's a chance now in tight for Wisconsin's Finley, stopped by Turnus. That was a turnover by the Buckeyes. Gave Finley a good look. Polonichuk out high. He shoots one that's down low. Loose in front. Swing and a miss by Fitzgerald right on top of the crease. Polonichuk played it behind the net. It bounced to the right of Turnus. Fitzgerald had a chance but couldn't connect with the puck. Ohio State on the attack now. Nice work by Dunlap straight away. Can't get a shot off. Throws it to the point now. It's Klee back below the goal line. One of the Buckeyes fell over and a pass by Thiesing to a wide open Dunlap. He couldn't get his stick down. He handcuffed him. Now a long range shot got through in front of the net. Montez taking the eyes of the goalie away. Eventually squirts free to D. St. Fowl. He hands it ahead now to Finley. Tries to bump it around the defenseman. Smith fell down trying to draw a penalty. Nothing called. Badgers have had two power plays tonight. Buckeyes none. No penalties on Wisconsin so far this evening. Now Burnside with it at his own blue line. Sends it back to the defenseman Klee. And then Jake Dunlap directs into the Wisconsin zone. 9.5 minutes left. Second period. Still no score.
The Badgers no score, but they've had quite the opportunities here in the second period.
Scholl give and go. Bantle. And Sawyer got a piece of it. Played it towards the net slowly. Easily played by Turnus. He gloves and hangs on. With 9:18 left in the second period. Wisconsin nothing and Ohio State nothing. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
I'm Sawyer. And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk, drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Maybe a few thousand people here tonight, plus the Ohio State band as well. Pretty good looking group to our right. About 50 strong with a dozen tuba players. Face off to the left of Logan Turnus. No score. Wisconsin, Ohio State. Celia leaning in on Stephen Holliday, the 6'4", 210-pound sophomore. The Buckeyes win the draw. Lucius then tried to lift the stick of Holliday, who fought through that stick check and passed to Burnside in the slot, but he couldn't catch the pass. Now the Buckeyes at center will dump it down in. Around to the near side. Dunlap keeps it alive in the attacking zone. Burnside can't reach it. Jammed free by Celia. Here's Wisconsin's Tassie. He'll dump it in off the stick of Turnus. It goes to his right out in front of the net. Celia came flying in. Couldn't get there. Lucius too. Now Holliday on the attack. Cuts to the slot. Stephen Holliday looking. Delaying. Shooting one. Went wide. Glove side on McClellan. Oh, he worked to open ice. Just so patient with the puck.
Might have hit the post on that one too.
Now back out to center. Off a stick down to the Ohio State zone. Tassie in on the forecheck. Lost his stick. And then up to center ice. Taken by Wise for Ohio State. Gilden got in his way. His teammate and actually knocked it off his stick. And the Badgers now possess. For Licky to Fitzgerald. Shoots one down low from the blue line. Stick saved by Turnus. That was Sawyer Scholl, not Fitzgerald. Sawyer just putting pucks on the net. Here's Dick now, right wing, looking to the dot. Defended. Gets a backhander off. Didn't get to the net. Blocked away by Brent Johnson. And golfed out to center ice. And the Badgers will take it there. And Dexheimer, the sophomore defenseman, 22 points for Dexheimer. Had a nice year. Dick now with a steal. Slot shot. He went blocker side, and I think Turnus got a piece of it. Out high, Polanichuk shoots one low off the stick of Sawyer Scholl to the near corner. Bantle in on the forecheck. Nudged it around past Johnson. Smith goes to get it. Can't clear. Wisconsin's Mellenbacher got in the way. Bantle battling. Eventually it slides to Guzzo. Couldn't move it past Polanichuk. Taken by Bantle. Walks away from the point man, Gildan. Bouncing pass left wing. Intended for Polanichuk. He has to reach back for it. Couldn't play it cleanly. And now the Buckeyes will exit their own zone. 7:15 to go in the period. Still no score.
Joe Polanichuk, he's called his name a few times. Offensively, he's been very active.
Here's Horbach on the attack, trying to draw it to his forehand, flying down the left wing and lost possession. But to the right corner now, Mellenbacher. Pass to Horbach, out high. Came free in a whistling shot by Lodge, too high to the near corner. Pinching in Scholl's. Far side now, Klee works it around the kick plate out towards the blue line, held in for a moment by Lodge. It rolls at center ice. Touched by Scholl's to Lodge. Nifty pass at center ice to Mellenbacher. Now an aerial feed to Whitelaw batted down. Mellenbacher's got it behind the net. Lets Whitelaw take it. Williams skates it to the far corner. Stops. Now pulls it back to his forehand left wing and looks. Now cuts back to his right. Coming down the wall on his backhand to the goal line. Good poke check by Mason Klee. But Whitelaw's got it back. Now Scholl's rises a shot. That hits somebody in front. Turnaround shot. Mellenbacher. He missed the net. Buckeyes can't clear. Badgers have it. Scholl's. He shoots one low. That went wobbling past the net. Now Horbach retrieves. Bumps it out to the point. Vorlicki. Badgers looking for the first goal of the game. But Vorlicki forced out to center ice. Wisconsin will have to touch up and will. Great pressure again by the Badgers, who have yet to, well, find the back of the net.
Talked about an intermission off the air that we'd like to see Wisconsin have one of those stretches of play. That was a pretty good stretch of play, Wisconsin, in the offensive zone.
Now here's Christian Fitzgerald, slowed by Wahlberg, played back behind the Ohio State net. Bad clear by Klee. Here's a shot by Vorlicki that hits something, bounces around a little bit. Klee will try again, and he throws it into the crowd. Stopping play with 5:37 to go in the period. He is exhausted, is Mason Klee. Buckeyes need a change, and they're going to get one. Steve Rolick explaining something to his crew out there. Now they'll drop the puck to the right of Logan Turnus. Still no score, but the Badgers buzz it a bit.
Yeah, over and over again, Wisconsin's pressure. Ohio State's just putting the pucks up off the glass and hoping things, and the Badgers are right there with the next wave each time to start it all over again.
Face-off won by the Badgers. Tassie tries to put it towards the net, did, but nothing on it. Turnus down on his knees, able to snag it with his glove and get another face-off. And now the Buckeyes will make a complete change with 5:32 to go here in the second period. No score. UW Health Sports Medicine, the healthcare team for the Badgers and proud sponsors of UW Athletics. David Cilia with Tassie and Lucius again. To the right of Logan Turnus. Cilia wins it out to the point. Polanichuk. Lucius, slow-moving shot, hit a skate in front, ricochet to the high slot, taken by Dunlap, now Thiesing. Thiesing can't get around the defenseman, Polanichuk. Nice play defensively by the freshman against Cam Thiesing, a 15-goal scorer a year ago, just 7 this season for Thiesing. Polanichuk trying to dig it free in the Wisconsin zone. Badgers have allowed only 12 shots on goal so far. Here's another as McClellan steers a tough-angled shot behind the net. Cilia goes to get it. Fights through a stick check of Montez once, twice, three times, and then cross-checks him to the boards. No penalty called. Shot by Dunlap, blocked by Dexheimer, chipped out to center. Steve Rolick wanted a penalty on Cilia, but Cilia was hooked half dozen times as he was skating out to center ice. And now Carfagna will dump it down in. The defenseman, Damian Carfagna from Woodridge, New Jersey. Back in the lineup, he had missed 4 games, had an emergency appendectomy prior to the Penn State series. And missed that series, then the Michigan series. Buckeyes were idle last week. Left point, Smith, the defenseman, shoots one down low. kind of pinballed between the skates of Burnside to the right of McClellan. Now Finley tied up, lost the puck. Holliday's got it for Ohio State. Here's Dunlap trying to get around Dexheimer, who brought him down, and a penalty coming up. It was Burnside who made the move right wing, and then Dexheimer's going to get the gate. Wisconsin going on a power play. Are they taking Burnside too? They're taking Burnside too. Minutes for holding on Ben Dexheimer, and then Davis Burnside gets 2 minutes for unsportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah, I just got a good eye on the replay. It definitely made it so the refs could see it. It looked like he got held, and then his arms went up and really barely got held as he went by, but his arms went flailing up in the air and definitely made it a little bit of an exaggeration.
So he embellished.
That would be the word.
Yep. So coincidental minors at 15:55, and we'll skate 4-on-4 here for the next 2 minutes. 5-on-5 when you count the goaltenders. Hello to Bill Howard, who's listening on the Varsity Network app. Hello to Ian Perrin and Lisa, who are listening too. Hope you're enjoying your Friday night tonight. Face off to the left of McClellan, won by the Badgers. And Daniel Lodge patient with it and comes out of his own end with it. Hands off to Mellenbacher. Lodge stays onside. He'll be the first man in on the forecheck. Lodge with that long reach almost knocked it free. Now the Buckeyes, Wahlberg and whistle stopping play and a hand pass called against Ohio State. Faceoff coming up inside their zone. Badgers and Buckeyes still scoreless. 3:47 left here in the second period.
And Latch all the way down deep to try to retrieve that puck, but Tierness came out to play the puck, so Latch had to kind of slow down to make sure he didn't take out the goaltender behind and kind of prevented him from recovering that.
Face off to Tierness's left. Buckeyes win it. They rim it around. Wise slowly waits for the puck. It got caught up in the snow. I'm not sure what he was trying to do there exactly, but all of a sudden, the Badgers applied pressure before the Buckeyes took it away. And here comes Johnson leading the attack. The defenseman slides it ahead to Wise off his stick right in front of the Badgers net. And Lodge gets there for Wisconsin. Now he taps it back for Zach Scholes, and he'll break out to Cilia. Cilia cuts in the middle of the ice. Try to feed it off to Scholes, lost the puck, and then wiped out. And then Thiesen cutting to his right offensive zone. Shoots one down low off the stick of Lodge. Daniel Lodge, one of the best shot blockers in the Big Ten, gets a stick in the way on that one. 3 minutes left here in the second period. Still no score. Who's going to get the lid off the net? What do you think?
Well, Badgers certainly have had some chances this period. A couple of semi-breakaways created by themselves.
Fitzgerald drop pass left wing Finley. Looking cross ice for Vorlicki. Good stick, though, by Montez. Vorlicki carries it to the corner. Montez, not afraid to mix it up in a little bit, slowed Vorlicki's progress. Now Mike knocks down Bricky, the defenseman, to win the puck deep in the offensive zone. Out to Palatichuk. Left wing Vorlicki cuts back to his right. Puck comes to Finley. Scoops it through the low slot. Fitzgerald goes to get it in the corner. Try to reverse move on the near side against Montez. Still has possession. And then a point pass for Vorlicki off his stick and out to center ice. 2:18 to go in the period. Licky up to center and Jack Horbach. Horbach fends off Montez. Had the stick caught up in his sweater. Horbach goes hard to the net. Gets a feed from Finley. Down to the corner, Horbach goes. Jack fights through it. Pass to the slot. Here's Cleveland shooting one. Owen Tierness with a nice save. Boy, here came Cleveland off the bench. Picked up a nice pass by Horbach and had a quality look.
Yeah, Wisconsin has about half their best chances of the night have come off of line changes.
Now whacked out of the zone by Ohio State. Foot race. Burnside will beat Lodge. No icing. 1:40 to go in the period. No score. Burnside wants to get it to the point and does. One-timer by Smith. Nothing on it. Well wide. Good work by Holliday to take the puck. Now Burnside shot off the stick, and it flutters to the kneeling McClellan, who gloves it and hangs on with 1:31 left on the second period clock. Wisconsin nothing and Ohio State nothing.
You asked about who would take the lid off first. I mean, with Ohio State, the Badgers have done an unbelievable job, mostly because they have had the puck in the offensive zone, but unofficially only 4 shots against this period for the Buckeyes. Maybe a post on one of them that wouldn't have counted on a slot play by Holliday, but otherwise there's been nothing.
Badgers Take the face off. Dexheimer, headman, Stramel. Cross the line. Stramel cuts to the slot. Little sauce pass to an area for Scholes to go to get it. He fended off Holiday. Now Stramel left wing. On him is Klee. Sawyer Scholes as well, working on the forecheck. 1:08 to go in the period. No score. Rimmed around out near the point. Dexheimer got it off to Scholes. Goal line right. Backdoor pass for Stramel off his stick. Taken by Jake Dunlap. Can he get around Scholes? He's going to try. He does, but off balance. Right wing. Backhand shot goes into the air. Knocked down by Dexheimer. Hands off now to Bantle. 3-on-2 to our right. Heart of the net goes Dexheimer. Bantle will shoot one that goes off of Buckeye to the far side. Scholes trying to dig it free. Instead, it's the Buckeyes' Holiday. Placed a pass ahead for Burnside. He can fly, but Palatichuk stays with him stride for stride. Hands back off to Holiday. Pass back to Burnside, deflected by Palatichuk and out to center ice. Half minute to go until the second intermission. Scholes trying to pressure Smith into a mistake, and Smith just fired it all the way down the length of the ice. No icing, though. The Badgers take the puck. Palatichuk, 18 seconds left in the period. Palatichuk skates a circle back behind his own net, pressured by Gilden. Breakout pass near side, too far for Tassi to the stick of Smith. Guzzo can't play. Bouncing puck, Tassi reaching for it. Badgers onside. Mellenbacher drop past Tassi. Intercepted by the Buckeyes for the horn sounds. And that's it for period number two. Like the end of the first period, the second period the same. No score, Wisconsin and Ohio State. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of the Kohl Center. Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza, Old Dutch chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. Scoreless after two in Columbus. We'll return in a minute. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
It takes incredible skill to master ice hockey. Gaining optimal speed, having a quick release, changing the angle of your shot. Every move is calculated, creating new ways to leave your opponents in the cold. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, we use the same ingenuity to write the playbook on defeating complex cancers. Our innovations change the way the world fights cancer, awarding us the number one cancer hospital in Wisconsin and the best team to defeat even the most complex cancers. UW Health. Remarkable.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Badger Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. Unofficially in that second period, the Badgers had 6 shots on goal, Ohio State with 4, so a 2-period total of 17 for the Badgers, 13 for the Buckeyes. Both goaltenders have been perfect, Kyle McClellan and Ohio State's Logan Turnus. Badgers had a couple of power play chances in the opening period, did not convert. Only 2 penalties called in the second period, coincidental minors against Wisconsin's Dexheimer and Ohio State's Burnside, 4-on-4 for a couple of minutes. Nothing prevailed from that, so after 2 periods of play, we still have no score.
Wisconsin has definitely had the better opportunities, especially that second period breakaway or self-created breakaway by William Whitelaw stick-handling through Ohio State. And he hit the post. And then Owen Mellenbacher with a semi-breakaway after a bad line change by Ohio State, or at least got caught on a line change. And he took a big slash, got a shot off. That one didn't make it through. He saw Christian Fitzgerald come off the bench, Brady Cleveland come off the bench on changes with some chances. Again, the Badgers stay patient, they do what they do, but it would have been good to get one of those past the goaltender Turnus for Ohio State for sure.
Yeah, Logan Turnus has been very good here tonight. So has Kyle McClellan when he's been tested. The Badgers and the Buckeyes, no score. Second intermission's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon. Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Your nationally ranked Wisconsin men's basketball team is gearing up to face Big Ten opponents in Madison, and we need you to help bring the energy to the Kohl Center. Secure your tickets now, as inventory is limited. For more information and to purchase single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Well, Wisconsin attempted 25 shots in that second period, but 10 of them were blocked and 7 were off target. Ohio State already with 14 blocked shots, 4 for Theo Wahlberg and 3 for Brent Johnson. For the Badgers, 17 shots on goal. Carson Bantle had 4 in the first period. Quinn Findlay had 1 of his 3 in the second period. The top line of Simon Tassie, David Cilia, and Cruz Lucius, only 2 shots on goal. Lucius has yet to put the puck on the net. Badgers and the Buckeyes are scoreless here in the second intermission. We'll check the Big Ten scoreboard in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Calling all Badger hockey fans, the Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's restaurants are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit any participating Wisconsin Culver's restaurant and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, a Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com. The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
At Shields, we know the basketball season is a full-court press from tip-off to final buzzer. Each game presents an opportunity to see your Badgers take the court and compete for the win. So be there for every second to show your support head-to-toe in Wisconsin red and white. Shields has partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to provide your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to start every game with a slam dunk. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin athletics and basketball fans everywhere.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Second intermission, still no score, Wisconsin and Ohio State. Meanwhile, Michigan State, the Big Ten frontrunner, idle this weekend. The Spartans will wrap up at home against Ohio State next weekend before going to Madison to play the Badgers to wrap up the regular season. Third place, Minnesota at Notre Dame. They are scoreless halfway through the first period in South Bend. And Rutger McGroarty with a couple of goals. Michigan a 3-0 lead at Penn State early second period. The second-ranked Wisconsin women hosting fifth-ranked Minnesota tonight, 7 o'clock Central Time. That's still about 10, 15 minutes away. Again, the Badgers and the Buckeyes scoreless here in Columbus. Third period's coming up. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Hockey is brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And by SeatGeek, official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. It's time to drop the puck for the third period.
Ryan Posick and Paul Campobianco here at Value City Arena in Columbus. The Badgers and the Buckeyes are scoreless after 40 minutes of play. We've told you a zillion times this season how good Wisconsin has been in the third period this season, outscoring opponents 38 to 15. And Wisconsin will need a good third period if it wants to start off this weekend on a good note.
Yeah, no score through two. So if trends hold, Wisconsin should have success here in the third period. Again, that second period was pretty good for Wisconsin. They look at the shot charts. There was not much in their Badger end.
No.
Very spread out and very little of it. So Wisconsin continues to do that. And they've had some chances on the rushes. Ohio State's tight in front of their own net, too. And Wisconsin's had some chances on rushes and breakaways and things like that. Just need to finish one of them.
Cruz Lucius, David Cilia, Simon Tassi on the ice for the Badgers with Daniel Lodge and Zach Scholes. Again, Owen Lindmark out of the lineup because of a lower body injury. Could be out a while. And Anthony Kerr made the trip, but the senior defenseman is out with an upper body injury. Badger steal behind the nets. David Cilia to the point. Lodge's shot that hit his teammate Lucius. Ricochet to the corner. Tassi's now got it. Feeds it off to Scholes, right wing. Fitzgerald now replaces Cilia, and the puck went out of play and a faceoff to come 20 seconds into the third. Wisconsin and Ohio State no score. By the way, the Buckeyes have been outscored 35-26 in the third period. The 35 goals they've allowed in the third period, the most of any period this season.
So everything's pointing towards a Badger goal here soon.
Yes, that's what I'm trying to get to. Otherwise, they're just trivial numbers that mean absolutely nothing.
Back two.
Wisconsin wins the center ice faceoff and sends it in. After it is Matthew D. St. Foul. Cycles with Quinn Finley. Overskates the puck. And Stephen Halliday's got it. Taps it ahead to Burnside. Pilatichuk pinched down and forced Burnside to give up the puck more quickly than he hoped to. Now the puck at center ice and possessed by the Badgers. Fitzgerald drop pass off the skate of the referee, but D. St. Foul picked it up to the corner and Finley. Finley twirls away from pressure, goes down behind the net, and then he takes a man down with his stick, and now Dexheimer's got it. Right wing D. St. Foul turns and whips it back deep out of the reach of Finley, down to the left wing wall. Pass out towards Dunlap, kick to Halliday. Here he comes two on two, around behind his back, on Dexheimer, centering pass off the stick of Stramel, who was in the right place at the right time because Dunlap was going hard to the net.
Yeah, good job by Stramel covering up for Joe Pilatichuk. Two on two back the other way, and he took his man in front and was in the right place.
Charlie's played well here tonight. Now he's throwing his body around on Halliday. Puck squirts free to the high slot of the Ohio State zone, thrown out by Wise to Halliday. He needs a change, but Cleveland got his stick in the way as he tried to dump it in. Halliday comes out of there with it. Center ice now across the line, backside left. McGrayer shoots one low and a glove save made by McClellan, and he hangs on.
Calling first action of the third period. Again, a quiet second. Good job there staying awake. That's a perfect shot by the forward just above the goal pad there. So Kyle McClellan up to the task, loves it, gets the whistle here.
Faceoff coming up to his right. Horbach, Whitelaw, and Mellenbacher out on the ice. These three have generated some chances here tonight. Mellenbacher to take the draw against Dalton Messina. And still battling for the loose puck. Taken by McGrayer, left point. He shoots one off the chest of McClellan to the ice and Scholes there for Wisconsin to pick it up. Dangerous pass in front of his own net. Right to Lodge, who then splits two Buckeyes to get the breakout pass to Mellenbacher. Angles one to Horbach, and then he dumps it in. Pinching in is Scholes. Back behind the net, no one there for the Badgers. Buckeyes have it. That man pass to Gordon. Center circle. Left wing pass for McGrayer, canceled out by Lodge. Jack Horbach hands off to Whitelaw. Looked like Mellenbacher was offside. Nothing called. Buckeyes have it. Three Badgers back in the offensive zone. On the attack now comes Messina. Steps around Cleveland, but hustling back was Mellenbacher, who had the puck or the stick just whacked out of his hands. No penalty called. Buckeyes have it. Caden Brown pass back down low. Right shot, and Messina denied by McClellan, who got his pads together just in time. Now Cleveland going at it with Messina. Or is that Gordon? That's Gordon. They were shoving each other and whacking each other with their sticks, cross-checking one another. Cleveland's going to get the gate. I would think Gordon's going to go too. But after McClellan made the stop and got the whistle, there were some extra shenanigans afterwards. Are they going to take anybody or not? Apparently not. We're going to play 5-on-5 here with 17:24 to go in the third. Still no score.
Going back to that play, it looked dangerously close, like the puck was going to find the five hole of Kyle MacLellan down to the left side of the goal. It looked like it was past the stick, wasn't in the right spot. Kind of expected the puck to go through and end up in the net, but somehow the puck got stopped on the way.
Oh, Cleveland had the puck right in front of his own net, tried to make a move and left the puck where he was, but no Buckeyes could get to the loose biscuit. Now it's back out at center ice. Kyle MacLellan got his pass together at the right time. Joe Dunlop's slot got through the Badger defense, lost the puck, and then retrieved it for a moment, then lost it again with the stick of Vorlicky, and the Badger's Cilia taps ahead to Lucius behind him, but he chased it down offensive zone. Backhand pass towards the front of the net intended for Tassie, taken away by Ohio State. Bricky starts the rush the other way. Thiesing across the line, back on him, Dexheimer. Pass low left, it's Dunlap. Quickly on him is Palatichuk. Ties him up, trying to get some support. Dexheimer and Thiesing engaged.